The International Day of People with Disability was observed around the world, and in local Sydney, the Inner West Council got underway with the flagship event, Inclusion Festival, on December 3 yesterday. To mark the two-week-long event, a flag-raising ceremony of the Disability Pride flag was held at the local Marrickville Town Hall. I went to the moving event, marked by participation from people from all walks of life, with the event led by artists and creators with disability. In this part one of the Inclusion Festival special by Race's Edge, I had the chance to quickly sit down with Inclusion Festival project lead, Finn O'Keefe, and Kyle Goldfinch, who is the curator of the first ever film festival titled Filmable, just before the Disability Pride flag ceremony got underway.
I work for Inner West Council, and I'm the project lead this year of Inclusion Festival, which is Inner West Council's flagship celebration for the International Day of People with Disability in various forms for the past 9 years. And this week, we've worked to reimagine the event as a two-week culture celebration led by people with disability. As part of this event, Kyle actually approached Council talking about his desire to run a disability-led film festival. And I think that representation of people with disability in film is massively needed. It was something that we jumped at the chance. Kyle is very experienced on the film festival circuit. We engaged Kyle to curate a disability-led film festival, which is called Filmable, and it's one of our events happening at Inclusion Festival. We were already working on an arts and culture festival idea, the idea being that rather than trying to squeeze everything into a single event, we always do a flagship event on the International Day of People with Disability, which is December 3rd, and we wanted to basically give people more options to explore. It's hard for people to all come together on a single date, particularly on a calendar date that's so significant, like December 3rd for the disability community. So we wanted to spread the love around a bit. So we're running events over a two-week period right across the Inner West LGA to basically give people more choice and more options.
Because I've been somebody that was so excited and so enthusiastic about media representation of disabled people. So I just wanted to jump at the chance, and I'd seen all these really fantastic stories and seeing lots of different friends actually start their own kind of film festivals around different sorts of topics and different ideas really made me want to consider the fact that I could do this. You know, it's something I'd had been wanting to do for a while. And so, you know, when the opportunity really jumped on board, I was really excited, and I just, can I please do this? Is this something that is there? I know you guys do Inclusion Festival. Is there something there? And, you know, thanks to Finn and thanks to the entire Inner West Council team, it all kind of happened very quickly, quicker than I would have ever imagined. And I think it's really thanks to the great team that they have in this infrastructure here that we have really made this event really important. And to know that the Filmable event is one of the flagship events makes me feel incredibly proud and very humbled.
What were some of the challenges to sort of trying to introduce this new thing into the whole festival?
We have audience members that have come to the Inclusion Festival event that Council holds every single year. We actually see that reflected in our survey. So we know this matters to our community. What is sometimes a challenge is bringing the broader community in to the journey and actually witnessing the talent that's on display within our community. So when I'm organising events that are focused on the talents of people with disability, sometimes friends even or other community members will say to me, oh, can I come? Or like, you know, oh, but no, you know, this is an event for disabled people. And it's kind of a message that I find it quite surprising, because I'm like, of course you can come. We want you to celebrate with us. We want you to see how awesome we are. And so it's just really spreading that message. And that's really at the heart of it. That's what inclusion is. So it's not saying include us. It's actually saying join us, be part of what we've got to offer, because it's incredible.
You know, Kyle, Finn raised about the whole fear thing. I've always been wondering, where do you think this is coming from?
It's a really good question, Anne-Marie, and I think sometimes there is this fear of not getting stuff right when it comes to, especially in my case, around being a filmmaker and a film programmer, that people think I don't know enough about the community, or I fear maybe being cancelled or saying the wrong thing. And I think what's so really fantastic about Filmable, what we're starting with, is that we're programming Australian shorts from very disabled perspectives, and we're saying to people, you know, we want you to watch this sort of thing to get inspired by both nurturing and showcasing what disabled stories are out there. You can then sort of go away and actually create your own thing. And I think that's what is really great. So I am really excited, but I also understand where that fear comes from. By way of us including Filmable as a way of showcasing disability related stories, I hope and pray to whatever higher power is there that that will do something towards sort of eradicating some of that fear, to then being able to then have other filmmakers go, okay, you know what? I might not be in that community, but I know the importance of like consulting with that community or writing a good story and making sure all of those themes are universal.
I'm curious, Finn, did you ever get the kind of questions that are really awkward, but then you had to take it on, around fear, especially with partners?
People are very, as they should be, concerned about access and worried about doing the wrong thing. And I think that's in terms of event delivery, when you're working with community members that maybe don't have experience or expertise in creating events for disabled people, that's where that fear comes in. But, you know, I think that's where a bit of guidance can help. And some of the questions around that can be a bit awkward as well, because it's like sometimes people overthink things, and it's like, actually, people with disability, we're just like you. We're actually not different. So, you know, some of the assumptions about us can be slightly misguided. Well-meaning, but slightly misguided. So those kind of things, I think, can occur. The awareness in my lifetime around disability and access has changed so much, I almost can't put it into words. Like, when I used to go out to events, I've got cerebral palsy, and when I used to go out to events, I've always been a big music fan. I've been going to gigs all my life. There was never any mind paid towards access in any way. But now when I go to events, people actually fall over themselves to make sure I'm comfortable and I have what I need. It's greatly appreciated by the community, and I think there needs to be more of that. There's small film festivals that I've been involved with, and quite big film festivals as well. So I'm thinking about things like the Mardi Gras Film Festival and the Sydney Film Festival have both got disability inclusion action plans embedded in their work. Mm-hmm. So when you go now, there are access marshals to greet you, to check that you can get to the cinema all right, to show you where the ramps are, to show you where the bathrooms are. And it's that model, that inclusion festival that we're running with NUS Council, is completely based in. So all of our venues are accessible. They all have step-free access. We've got quiet spaces at every venue. We've got Auslan interpreters, and we've got people on hand if you need assistance.
So I'm going to speak from my own experience as well, because I am a carer, and I think that was coming from fear. And I want to hear from both sides of you. And I was doing a story, and the interviewee needed wheelchairs. I knew that because I did my research. But I was so scared to tell her that there's no wheelchair access. If I was in that situation, what would you do? What would you suggest? How would I handle something like that as a partner?
Look, I definitely think that's definitely more towards Finn, but coming from somebody who has had a history of being in events, but also being in filmmaking and actually having an understanding of disability, it's just making sure that, like, when you are discussing and doing all that pre-production work in or an interview or whatever, you just kind of, if somebody has this sort of disability, it's more about catering and saying, what do you need? What do you need to do your best work? What do you need to thrive? I think what we actually need to do as a whole, as a society, and I said this on a panel about a year ago, is we need to kind of not make the question, what do you need, mutually exclusive to people with disability. We need to make that exclusive. We need to make that just non-exclusive to everyone. So the next time you fill out a job interview, or you're doing a radio interview or a film segment or anything, the question needs to be asked, what do you need? Because what that does is it then retakes that and being like, oh, I need to disclose my disability before, to actually saying, across everyone in the crew or everyone who's being or everyone who's an external partner or stakeholder or has influence over this particular thing, to then refocus that and say, everyone's included. What do you need? What can we do as a production, as an entity, as an anything, to make your life easier so that you don't have to stress about this particular thing? Because let's be honest, and let's talk as people with International Day of People with Disability, disclosure is terrifying still. There is a lot of bias, there is a lot of inherent ableist bias within our own infrastructure, the way that we are. And these conversations around Finn going to a film festival or a music festival, they don't happen out of nowhere. There's a lot of pushback and a lot of things like that. These all conversations happen only because people have to just do that and, you know, fight and, you know, have to go against that grain. So I think that's really important that we have allyship and we have all this to kind of, you know, make sure that people can feel comfortable against the idea that disclosure is now an opportunity for then you to go, oh, okay, so then you've got a disability now. Now I need to ask you, what do you need? Let's just make it non-mutually exclusive. Everyone gets asked, what do you need to do best in your work?
Wow. And Finn? I would say, you know, to your specific example about running a radio interview in a studio which is upstairs without a lift access, you just have to be up front. Look, people with disability are problem solvers and planners. So for someone that needs access, they're going to do research if they're going to any venue. Unfortunately, it just has to be done. So in your case, you would just say, I want to interview you. Our studio is not accessible. How can we think creatively about this? Can I interview you somewhere else? Can I take some mobile equipment? Can I come to your home? What would you like? What would you suggest? The simplest thing, just to, you know, jump back to what Carl's saying, is you just have to ask and listen, because everybody's an individual and they'll tell you what they need.
Councillor Jo Carlisle proudly officially opened the event and also thanked everyone who attended and the organisers of the event.
The International Day of People with Disability, commemorated around the world on the 3rd of December, is an important opportunity to deepen awareness and understanding of people with disability and to celebrate disability culture, leadership and pride. Inner West Council is proudly committed to building and sustaining our diverse and inclusive community. Our Disability Inclusion Action Plan helps guide this work, ensuring that our public spaces, programs and services are welcoming, affirming and accessible to all. I'm delighted to officially launch the Inner West Inclusion Festival. After tonight's formalities, I invite you to join me in the forecourt at 6 o'clock as we raise the disability flag pride together. Happy International Day of People with Disability.
Everyone was invited in the foyer open area of the town hall to observe the official raising of the Disability Pride flag next to the First Nations and Australian flags atop the Markville Town Hall building. Inclusion Festival project lead Finn O'Keefe led everyone to the countdown for the flag raising.
So I'd like everyone to stand close together now. People with disability and allies alike, our beautiful community here in the Inner West. And imagine that we are a human disability pride flag. Are you feeling it? Now, as you stand here with your community, I want you to think of one thing that you're most proud of. So think about that for a moment. Let that feeling well up inside. And if any of you here today have lost a disabled family member or friend, I want you to hold their name in your heart with pride. I want you to let that pride really well up and come out. And on the count of three, we're all going to say together, disability pride. 3, 2, 1.
Disability pride!
Before that, you heard Kyle Goldfinch, curator for Filmable Film Festival, as part of the Inclusion Festival, and ending that report. If you want to find out more, as there's more until December 14, go to Inclusion Festival on the Inner West Council's website. Don't forget, this weekend is the Art and Craft Fair coming up on December 6.